You mentioned Giles. Giles, this one is for you. Frank got in touch and he said this.
Last year, I heard this ridiculous dieting tip of shivering for 10 minutes. Is there any advantage, calorie-wise, in eating all meals frozen?
So, can you shiver yourself slim?
I think the answer is going to be it's probably not a good idea to have your meals frozen. Saying that, though, clearly, if you shiver, you are using calories and you're using energy. But you can do that doing any other. It's probably easier to go for a walk. It's easier to do any number of things. I would recommend eating your food warm.
So my housemate yesterday morning walked in holding a stick of celery and said, I'm detoxing. I'm going to do a detox. I'm just hardly going to eat anything. And by lunchtime, she'd cracked and was eating lunch. Do a lot of people just start off with all these good intentions?
What did she eat?
She just cooked up, I think it was some like chicken and some vegetables. It was quite healthy.
Not ice cream, because then you could, I think, are they not looking for a bit of a get out clause? Because they could say it's cold, so I'm actually having to make a lot of energy to warm this up. So therefore, you know, it doesn't count.
Ice cream, a health food, make our day.
I am not paid by Haagen-Dazs or Ben & Jerry's. Other ice creams are available.
Not a health food.
So basically,
I'll take it.
Jarzio, it's a no from you on that one then.
It's a no from me, no. Okay. I think it's like saying that, well, it's better to drink water cold. You know, some people says, well, it's better to drink water warm because you're warm and it's better than them. Look, we are very well temperature controlled all the way through. It's the same thing as having a pH diet. Once again, we're also very well controlled on the pH front. Just eat healthily.
Eat healthily and do exercise.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Charles.